They're the ones who make it happen. They're the ones who get it done. And that's why we shine the spotlight on them on Business for Breakfast. It's time now for the Business Leaders Spotlight on Money Radio.
Well, it is that time of the week once again. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:35 a.m., we have the unique opportunity to sit down and visit with some of the Valley's business leaders, both men and women making a difference right here in our own backyard and our community. And our next guest has done that. It's a really cool concept and idea. And I'm very excited to introduce you to Ty Lortz. He is the CEO and co-founder of Sustainable Home Loans of Arizona. I believe they call it SHILA for short. It's got a cool story, and Ty is here to tell it to us as he joins us here on Business for Breakfast. Ty Lortz, Mark Asher, good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, did I say it right? SHILA, is that kind of the acronym there?
SHILA is the acronym, and it's Sustainable Home Improvement Loans of Arizona. Yeah.
Yep, Home Improvement Loans of Arizona. So, let's talk about that. We have some of the older homes in the West, right? 40% of the homes here in Arizona were actually built before 1980, believe it or not. And so that means there's some outdated stuff with some of these houses. And, you know, we're trying to be more energy efficient and all that good stuff. And I guess that's kind of where SHILA came into play. Yeah.
No, that's right. We have a big need in particularly the Valley, but in Arizona all around, in that so much of the housing stock is being aged out and so much work that needs to be done on these homes. We have a lot of people in the homes right now that just don't have access to the traditional financing that many people have, or maybe their credit scores aren't totally as high as they could be. And so we kind of step in to fill that gap and help the homeowners. And then we help contractors that need financing for the projects. We have the contractors in our state, some of the stats that I've read, up to 40% of the people that they are quoting for projects these days are denied credit. And so one of the things that SHILA can do is come in there and step in and help get those projects done.
When we talk about this, you are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and I believe you got about $500,000 in startup funding from the Maricopa County Industrial Development Authority. That's a nice amount of money, but that's not going to fix the problem, right? I mean, so how do you continue to help, you know, with these specialized loans?
No, that's right. It's not going to be enough to get all of the work done. The Maricopa IDA saw the program that we had in place and that we were ready to hit the ground running. So they're basically covering the program cost. The funding itself is, at least today, is coming from our lending partner in Florida called Solar and Energy Loan Fund. They've been doing this type of work for almost 14 years now, and they are a member of the Community Financial, Community Development Financial Institution Group. And so as such, they get access to low-cost financing from the big boys, from the big banks, and then they're able to take that money, put a small spread on it, and then they are able to loan it out at a very low cost in the marketplace today. And that, so we really have almost unlimited sources of loan capital to go out. Right now, we're just in the stage of letting people know the program exists, letting contractors know that it exists, and try to get people involved as much as possible.
We're visiting this morning with Ty Lortz. Ty is the CEO and co-founder of SHILA, Sustainable Home Improvement Loans of Arizona, and we're kind of giving you the lowdown on what's going on. Traditional banks, a lot of times lower income homeowners, they get left behind, right? I think one of the things that stands out as I read about your company is, you know, no minimum credit score required, affordable loans, you know, flexible payments. So even people that might, you know, for whatever reason have poor quality or just a lower income can still get some things done, whether it's to an HVAC system or something in the home that's going to provide better, you know, sustainability and stuff like that, efficiency. They don't have to have an 800 credit score to go through SHILA.
No, that's right. I've seen loans go through as low as 560. Really what we're looking at, credit scores of 560. Really what we're looking at is disposable income at the end of the month. We're going to look at your income coming in, whether it's fixed income or just your salaries or your wages, and then look at your expenses. And if you have enough money to be able to pay for the pay for the loan, we're more often than not going to be able to get that done. We're not going to be able to get everybody done, but we're going to be able to help a significant amount of people that weren't able to do it before.
We're visiting this morning with Ty Lortz, the CEO and co-founder of Shiloh, Sustainable Home Improvement Loans of Arizona, right here in the Valley, obviously making some really cool stuff available. They launched. When did you officially launch, Ty?
Yeah, we were established in 2023, and then just the whole process of getting licensed and getting the organization set up and honestly receiving the funding from Maricopa County IDA, we really started full force in November, and then the start of this year has been, and we've been off to a great start. And really, the most important thing coming up as Valley residents, as we all know, is we have summer coming up, and this is when HVAC systems start to break down, and and people need to be able to come in and replace those HVAC systems. And not only will they get lower electric bills, but they're just going to have a peace of mind that they didn't have before. I mean, I don't know how long it's been since you've been in a situation where, you know, you are waking up every day wondering whether or not, you know, your air conditioning system was going to hold up for the day or for the summer. And there's a lot of pressure and there's a lot of stress that goes along with that. So we can help those people out to be able to get that situation addressed, keep them in their homes. We are helping with energy efficiency and the whole green situation, but we're also helping the affordable housing issue by keeping people in their homes with critical home improvements. They don't have to, you know, they don't have to leave because their roof needs to be replaced or because their HVAC system is out or because they've had a plumbing issue come up that they just can't, they don't have the cash to be able to address. We can step in and help those homeowners out.
That's really cool. You started with $500,000. You mentioned the company out in Florida. What's your long-term vision for Shiloh in terms of, you know, impact, scale? Obviously you guys are kind of just scratching the surface here, I feel like.
No, that's right. If you look at it, Arizona is really underbanked for this kind of work, and so we're stepping in and hoping to, as we get the residential side of this program up and going, we want to move on to multifamily housing, maybe some small industrial, and some larger project scales as we go along. We're looking at this as a legacy business that. Yes, we got started, and we got started fairly small now, but long after we're gone, this is going to be an organization that's making contributions to the community well into the future.
Do you have a, you know, I don't know, I'm sure you have hundreds of them, but a cool story you could share, you know, one of the times this really, really worked for someone?
Yeah, I mean, just recently we had a single mom school teacher that had to have her roof replaced. It wasn't working out anymore. There were leaks everywhere. It had to be replaced. Otherwise, it's a real health and safety issue for the family. And she initially went through some of the more traditional lending people that are out there. It's not just the banking system, but there's these third party lenders that are out there charging contractors upwards of 30-40% just to make loans on these. And that those prices get built into the loan, by the way. So the homeowner ends up paying that price. But in any event, this homeowner, this school teacher, wasn't approved for the amount that she needed to get the roof replaced. And so we came in behind those people, kind of worked with the situation, massaged it a little bit, and were able to find a way to get the loan done. And she now has a new roof. And now that's one less stressor in her life that she has to worry about.
That's awesome. Ty Lortz, the CEO and co-founder of Shiloh, Sustainable Home Improvement Loans of Arizona. I do know the website because I'm looking at it right now. But why don't you give my listeners the website if they know someone that might be able to, improve this? I know you do a lot with the construction contractors. Can be useful there as well. Tell everyone how to get in touch with you, Ty.
Yeah, so the best thing to do is, like you said, go to the website, shilaaz.org. shilaaz.org, and you're going to be able to find an application for a loan on there. We do have the ability for a co-borrower to step up the plate. So if, let's say, somebody's has a family member that is low in income and you want to step in as a co-borrower to help them get that loan, we can do that as well. And then there's also an application for contractors to register for no cost as one of our vetted contractors that we can sometimes give references, referrals to when people come to us looking for contractors to get this work done. So we're looking at all aspects, homeowners, contractors, and just spreading the word.
Ty Lortz, the CEO and co-founder of Shyla's, Sustainable Home Improvement Loans of Arizona. The website, again, Shyla, S-H-I-L-A-A-Z.org, ShylaAZ.org to find out more. Ty, thanks for letting us shine the spotlight on what you guys are doing. Keep up the great work. I love it, and let's catch up again soon, all right?
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Ty Lortz, CEO and co-founder of Shyla, Sustainable Home Loans of Sustainable Home Improvement Loans. I left the improvement part out. Of Arizona, 501c3 nonprofit organization. Go to the website, check it out. Could be something that comes in handy. I really like the idea.